USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Hours later, the fallout begins. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg lost her battle with cancer yesterday. She was 87 years old. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, an hour after the news of Ginsburg's death and before President Trump had a chance to weigh in on the passing, vowed in a statement to fill the seat Ginsburg occupied. Trump is reportedly expected to name a nominee in the coming days, but Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden from Delaware said the path taken 4 years ago, which kept President Obama's pick of Merrick Garland to replace Antonin Scalia from getting a vote, should be adhered to.
Voters should pick the president, and the president should pick the justice for the Senate to consider. This was the position of the Republican Senate took in 2016.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making an extra $5,000 to $10,000 a month flipping tax lien properties or buying tax forfeited properties at 50% off market value to flip for even larger cash profits? Then listen. The Tax Lien Wealth Builders Company is offering a free tax lien investor kit to anyone that texts INVEST to 72000 right now. With this kit, you'll learn to use their formula and website to buy tax liens anywhere in the U.S. that can earn you up to 18% to 25% return secured by the government. It's so simple you can even do this from the safety of your own home if you have access to the right online tools. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty, fixing up houses, or unclogging toilets, text INVEST to 72000 now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus free tickets to an online training session, and see how fast you can receive your first tax lien paycheck. You can't afford to wait. Text INVEST to 72000. That's Tax INVEST to 72000 for your free kit now. Individual results may vary. Text INVEST to 72000.
Several towns along the U.S.-Canada border are pushing for local reopenings. The border has been on lockdown due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Washington Post says lawmakers representing Point Roberts, Washington, and Minnesota's Northwest Angle have asked the Canadian Public Safety Minister to ease and clarify the rules. In Boca Raton, Florida, one teacher had a message for parents.
Parents, please make sure that you have on proper clothing when you're walking in front or behind the child's computer. Because we done seen them in their drawers, the bra, and everything else.
That was Edith Pride, an elementary school teacher in Boca Raton. She was addressing the school board at a recent meeting. Pride also asked parents to not appear with big joints and cigarettes. She remarked, "Those joints be as big as cigars. Oh, yeah. We've done seen it all." It appears that her rant has struck a chord with other teachers across the district and the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A record number of storms has caused the National Hurricane Center in Miami to change how they name tropical storms. More from USA Radio's John Hunt.
The National Hurricane Center, for only the second time in history, has resorted to using the Greek alphabet as hurricane names this season, after running out of traditional names in a year that continues to smash records. The Greek alphabet comes into play after 21 traditional names like Laura and Sally are used, starting with an A name and progressing through the alphabet as new storms form. The letters Q, U, X, Y, and Z are not used. Subtropical Storm Alpha came to life off the coast of Portugal just after the season's 21st storm, Tropical Storm Wilfred, formed earlier in the day.
Farmers are about to get some federal relief, as USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
President Trump announced a new round of pandemic assistance to farmers of about $13 billion at a campaign rally in Wisconsin, delivering aid to an important sector in a battleground state.
Starting next week, my administration is committing an additional, you've been asking for this for a long time, $13 billion in relief to help farmers recover from the China virus, including Wisconsin's incredible dairy, cranberry, and ginseng farmers who got hurt badly.
Wisconsin is known for its milk and cheese industries, which have been hard hit by both trade conflicts with China and the COVID-19 pandemic.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.